Well, it's an anxious Sunday in many homes around the country as there's less than 20 hours to go before the Leaving Cert results are published online. Our reporter Gail Conway travelled to Kerry, the home constituency of the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. There she met students in Tralee who are waiting to find out what's in store for them.
When we heard that it would be postponed, it was really like a punch to the stomach.
The last few months have been a bit of a roller coaster. For a few weeks, there was so much speculation.
I understand people's feelings of anxiety, even excitement in some cases, because they have no clue what's going to happen.
We all talk about the standardisation and stuff, like I'm actually not sure what will be there on Monday when I see the results.
When I heard about it first, obviously, like your initial reaction is just anxiety.
It's just never happened before. No one knows it's going to happen.
Curious, nervous and excited. Students from Mercy Montauk Secondary School in Tralee are waiting for their Leaving Cert results. I met with a small group in Tralee Town Park. They'll receive their calculated grades online at 9 a.m. tomorrow. In April, they thought they would be sitting their exams in July rather than June due to COVID-19.
When we heard that it would be postponed, it was really like a punch to the stomach, because like the digitalisation of the education up until June was really tough. It definitely didn't have the same impact as a classroom.
In May, students found out Leaving Cert 2020 was cancelled. For Sean Hennessy, it came as a relief.
At least then with the calculated grades, like most of the people were very happy with that, because it was a much better alternative than, I suppose, losing momentum due to the digitalisation.
Danny Sheehy actively campaigned with the Students' Union for calculated grades and to cancel the Leaving Cert exams.
So the local newspaper I wrote an article for, as well as being fairly vocal online myself. So that was heard, and I'm sure Norma Foley read that paper.
Danny's optimistic about the grading process, but still has some concerns, especially as initial data from the Department of Education indicated 17% of grades calculated by schools will be reduced.
I believe that there has to be some kind of fairness thrown towards the Department of Education. It was a monumental task, I won't lie about that. They had to calculate grades for a lot of people, and on top of that, they had to make sure the teachers were being fair. So there was always going to be some degree of downgrading and upgrading. I think we need to be fair with them in that regard. However, I think that 17% or 1 in 5 is fairly high. So I'm looking forward to looking at the model to get the breakdown of how that actually occurred, whether it was a teacher problem with reporting or whether it was actually a problem with the department's standardisation model.
My name's Murray Kearney. I'm from Artfort and I go to Mercy Montauk in Tralee.
Murray believes awarding the grades in September rather than trying to rush them out has been beneficial.
Well, I actually think it's good that they push back the date in which we'd receive our results. When I heard about it first, obviously, like your initial reaction is just anxiety, but it's good that the Department for Education learned from the English model and were able to see the faults in the English model and rectify our own model for standardisation so that they wouldn't replicate the same scenario that happened in England here. So it's better to have our results later done right rather than early, and then they'll have to be corrected.
Mairead is now hoping to study law and business in UCC.
At least with the predictive grading, we will be able to continue into third level education and our progress won't be halted.
On the opposite side of the park from where I met the students from Mercy Montauk, I went to the Presentation Secondary School, where Minister for Education Norma Foley used to teach.
Norma was part of the English and the Religion department here in the school. I think she's done phenomenal. We're 100% behind her down here. We're so proud of her. She came down to visit the day, our first day back. She sent us buns. That's part of a tradition that our first day back, we would always get buns.
So that's Norma, Chrissy Kelly, acting principal. She's confident that the minister's system is fair for students this year.
Well, I think they have. I think Norma has said on numerous occasions that they have their own system of what they used. And, every year students are disappointed with their grades, you know, that there's some students who are disappointed with their overall grades or a particular subject. And if that's what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. But certainly that's not down to Norma.
Girls in the school have been able to seek advice from their guidance counsellor, Mary Mulcahy, and can chat to her after they get their results. She believes there's a grey area for students who sat their Leaving Cert in 2019 but only applied to the CAO system this year.
So the students that applied for deferral back in 2019 and went through the proper channels with the admissions officers and were guaranteed their place is secure. So they don't really have to worry. The students that would have taken a gap year and that would have applied for the CEO this year just gone, yes, maybe they are slightly disadvantaged, but who knows? You know, all will be revealed on Monday, and hopefully, you know.
My final, my last, my fourth child doing this this year. Yeah.
Back over in the town park, parents of a couple of the Mercy Montauk students have been discussing the pros and cons of predicted grades. Cleona Capeless and Caroline O'Carroll both have sons waiting on results tomorrow.
We weren't expected to have a pandemic, you know, but lots of people have been saying it was coming. So, you know, we got ourselves into a situation where now we're doing predicted grades, which has never been done before. And to some extent, these kids are guinea pigs. It may work in their favour. It may not work in their favour.
I think that the government and the department actually decided not to give the results. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't give it in the normal, because they would have had the markings back in May. I think they were watching the other countries, what was happening, and I think they're trying to tick all the boxes, really. Yeah.
Ahead of tomorrow's results and Friday's CAO offers, Sean Capeless, Cleona's son, says it's been hard to plan for his preferred options.
If I get Cork, I'll probably move up to Cork, because it's still a city and you can still live up there. Even if there's restrictions in the college, they can't close down a city completely. But UL, they're only going up once a week for a month. And I got accommodation in the lottery for that, but I'm not sure would it be worth paying for going up to UL if I got that.
Students Sean Hennessy and Charlotte O'Halloran are disappointed they can't meet up as a class to graduate or celebrate results. But at least they had one celebration many students across the country have been denied.
It was the one year that other people were jealous that we had winter devs, because usually people would prefer summer devs.
Oh, it was a fantastic night. We were very lucky that we had it back earlier in the year. That was kind of like our preliminary goodbye. But yeah, it was a really good night. I wish we could do it again.
I wore a lilac scuba material dress with puffy sleeves, and I suppose it was just a very exciting time. I got my hair and makeup done in the morning, and then we went to my friend's house and we took pictures, and then we went to Valero, the hotel, and the night was just, it was just amazing, and we're just so grateful that we were able to have it.
Memories there from a different time. That was Charlotte O'Halloran, student at Mercy Montauk Secondary School in Tralee, ending that report by Gail Conway.